Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to CEAT Limited 3Q FY23 earnings conference call hosted by Equirus Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ashutosh Tiwari from Equirus Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Aman. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Equirus Securities, I would like to welcome you all on the CEAT Limited third quarter FY23 conference call. From the management side, we have Mr. Anand Goenka, Managing Director, CFO Mr. Kumar Subbiah, and members of IR team. First of all, I would like to thank the management for giving us the opportunity to host this call. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Goenka for opening remarks.
Thank you, Ashutosh. Good evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to CEAT Quarter 3 FY23 earnings call. I'm Anand Goenka, and I have with me our CFO, Kumar Subbiah, on the call with us. We wish you a very happy, healthy and prosperous 23. And as usual, we will start with brief remarks from myself and Kumar, post which we will take up Q&A. Quarter 3 is generally a seasonally weak quarter for us, particularly in passenger segments on the domestic side. We saw a similar trend this time as well. Volumes for quarter three were lower by about 6.5% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. October being a festive month was particularly low. November onwards, volumes have been improving and demand should gain some more momentum as we progress into quarter four. On a year-on-year basis, OEM has been the fastest growing segment coming from a low base. Exports have been adversely impacted by macroeconomic headwinds across geographies. However, we believe demand will improve going forward. Some of our recent launches have seen a good response. The forex situation is also stabilizing in many of our export destinations, and channel destocking has played out, and the order book is improving going forward. We are confident in the medium to long-term potential of our international business and continue to invest disproportionately on product as well as market expansion. As the market, as the macro headwinds subside, we are hopeful of achieving sustained growth in this vertical. In terms of demand outlook, the domestic situation seems to be steady. Inflation has moderated. Key high-frequency indicators are stable. Government spending is expected to increase on the back of buoyant tax collections. Rural sentiments are also expected to improve with better Rabi output. Growth may moderate, but we do not see any major downside risk in the near term. On the export side, apart from the ongoing geopolitical situation, recession may also play out in major economies. However, given our positioning in international markets and target segments like agriculture, the impact should be limited. With respect to margin outlook, margin performance and cost outlook, the raw material situation has been benign as expected. Crude inched up during the quarter but is hovering around $80 to $90 per barrel. Rubber softened a bit further. However, domestic availability was a challenge as producers were holding inventory. Our commodity basket cost reduced by about 4% versus quarter two, slightly better than what we had guided. As a result of beneficial RM and lag effect of earlier price increases, our gross margin expanded by 219 basis points. Some of this gain was offset by lower volumes and increase in employee costs due to increments. Hence, our standalone EBITDA margin expanded by about 160 basis points over quarter two to reach 8.7%. Basis our current purchases and pipeline, we expect raw material basket to further decline by about 2 to 3% in quarter four. We are monitoring the situation closely. Near-term global economic outlook will keep a check on commodity prices, however, and with China coming back post-COVID impact will be a key variable to watch out for. With respect to CapEx, we are sticking to the FY23 CapEx guidance of about 750 crore plus maintenance CapEx. Since we have largely completed all our announced CapEx in PCR, TBR, two-wheeler, our CapEx requirement for FY24 will reduce. We are fine-tuning our workings. However, as per initial estimates, we'll be spending about 500-550 crore as growth CapEx in FY24. Major part of this will be towards the off-highway expansion that we had announced last quarter and some balanced portion of Chennai PCR. We will get back with a refined number in our quarter four call. The off-highway CapEx of about 395 crores is expected to be completed by December 2024, and we are hopeful of global macroeconomic situation stabilizing by then. We would have also expanded our reach and product range, which will further help achieve optimal utilization in a reasonable time frame. We launched our SUV platform, CrossDrive AT, with an aggressive all-terrain pattern. We are also proud to be front runners on energy efficiency. So far, 38 of our products have received a BEE 5-star rating. And to supplement that, we launched a media campaign along with our brand ambassador, Amir Khan, to spread awareness about the energy efficiency of our tires. From the manufacturing side, we are proud to be the first tire company in the world to get Lighthouse certification from the World Economic Forum for our Halol plant. This certificate is given to a select group of companies around the world who have been seen substantial efficiency or quality improvement using Industry 4.0 technologies such as IoT, sustainable production, artificial intelligence, data sciences, etc. We have been on this journey since the last few years and undertook multiple digital transformation projects. And we have started reaping various benefits such as higher productivity, lower wastage, lower energy consumption, and higher use of green materials in our Halol plant. We will be implementing this in other plants as well. On ESG, we continue to make remarkable progress. Apart from the 5-star ratings I mentioned earlier, we have also reduced our water consumption per ton of production by about 25% year on year. Other initiatives like alternate transport, renewable power, tire weight, rolling resistance continue to make good headway. Overall, as the quarter saw further margin recovery, we expect this to continue into quarter four as well. As gross margin normalizes, we will be able to demonstrate meaningful gains from operating leverage, premiumization, digitalization, and cost optimization initiatives going forward. Lower capex and hopefully better margins will further strengthen our balance sheet, cash flows, and return profile in the coming year. With this, I hand over the call to Kumar.
Thank you, Anand. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us for our quarter three FY23 earnings call. I'll share some further financial data points with you, post which we can enter the Q&A session. With respect to revenue, our consolidated net revenue for the quarter stood at 2,727 crores, a year-on-year growth of about 13%, contributed by both mix of both price and volumes. In the first 9 months, our consolidated revenue stood at 8,440 crores, a growth of about 24.7% over the first 9 months of the last year. Coming to gross margin, our gross margin for the quarter expanded by about 200 basis points over quarter two, largely driven by lower raw material costs. Our vendor raw material costs declined by around 4% over quarter two. The expansion of gross margin is the main contributor for the improvement in EBITDA margin to the tune of about 170 basis points in quarter three versus quarter two. And the drop in raw material cost was largely contributed, as Anand mentioned, by due to drop in the prices of crude derivatives as well as natural rubber. Coming to our capex, our total capex outflow during the quarter at a consolidated level was about 218 crores. That includes both project as well as routine maintenance capex. Our total capex outflow stood at 679 crores in the first 9 months of the year, which is largely in line with our full year capex plan of about 900 crores. Coming to working capital, during the quarter, we took multiple initiatives to bring down our overall inventory to the tune of about 290 crores that helped in augmenting our operational cash flow, improving the quality of working capital, and also in reducing the dependence of that debt to fund our capex. Our overall consolidated debt increased by about 38 crores during the quarter, and our debt level at a consolidated basis stood at 2,341 crores as of end December. Operational expenses part, our employee cost increased by about 10% quarter on quarter due to impact of annual increments and also some new wage settlement in one of our factories, while other expenses declined due to lower volumes and efficiency improvement measures. Overall, our operating expenses were lower by about 5% quarter on quarter, partly due to lower scale of operations and balance due to tight cost control exercise during the quarter. An update on Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka continues to see challenges. While volume saw some improvement due to inflation and change in the income tax, both for corporate and individuals from 18% to 30% effective 1st October 2022, contributed adversely to the tune of about 6 crores in PAT. Depreciation was at similar level for the last quarter. Our interest expenses went up by about 14% during the quarter, largely due to increase in interest rates and slightly higher level of average debt during the quarter. I would like to give you an update on ongoing case with Competition Commission of India. Earlier this year, we had received an order from Competition Commission imposing a penalty on some other Indian tire companies, the penalty on SEAT was about 252 crores. We filed an appeal against the order before NCLAT. NCLAT, in its order dated 1st December, has remanded the order back to Competition Commission of India for reconsideration, and NCLAT has also observed errors in the CCA order leading to possibly a wrong conclusions. We are happy to inform you during the quarter, credit rating agency CARE Rating carried out risk assessment and they have reaffirmed AA long-term rating and A1 plus for short-term with the outlook maintained as stable. Overall, our standalone EBITDA stood at 237 crores with a margin of 8.73%, an expansion of 160 basis points over the previous quarter and 323 basis points improvement over the same quarter of last year. Our consolidated profit after tax for the quarter stood at 41.04 crores, which compares well with rupees 5.8 crores reported by us in quarter two. We can now open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Siddharth Vera from Nomura. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is on the volume. So if we look at in the current quarter, can you please elaborate a bit more on how has been the growth on the overall basis compared to last year same quarter, and if you can break it up into other segments also?
Right. So in terms of overall growth, volumes have grown in single digits, low single digits. Value has grown strong double-digit levels because of inflation. Most of this growth has come from high growth in OEM. Replacement has generally been flattish, and exports have seen some amount of negative growth in volume terms on a year-on-year basis. Largely what we are seeing is two-wheeler market in OEM is clearly seeing some amount of stress and pressure at this point, particularly on the motorcycle side. Rural markets are still to come back to normalcy, And for us, motorcycle is an important segment which is seeing some stress. With respect to truck and bus segment, has seen very strong growth on the OEM side, because last year itself was a very low base. PCUV has generally seen good growth on a year-on-year basis. On a quarter-on-quarter basis, also there has been just about marginal growth led by UV segment. So we are seeing the higher categories doing relatively better, the base categories kind of not performing as well because of large high inflation impact on, say, two-wheelers, motorcycles, and kind of low-value vehicles.
Got it. So on the replacement side, possible to elaborate on the growth across TBR and two-wheeler, especially for the replacement segment?
So in value terms or volume terms?
In volume terms, sorry.
So on a year-on-year basis, replacement, as I said, has been flattish. TBR has been flattish, but truck and bus overall has been flattish, but off-highway tire segment has grown very well, 30% type growth levels. Two-wheeler has seen some negative growth, as I shared, and PCUV has just seen single-digit kind of growth because of whereas more of that growth has come from UV in double digits, whereas passenger car has been flattish on a year-on-year volume basis.
Understood. So, sir, I mean, now the point is, in general, if that you have said, the entry-level segments demand still remains impacted. So under this backdrop, how do you expect the growth to behave in the coming quarters? Do you expect some improvement from the current levels, or what are you picking up in terms of at the ground in terms of outlook?
No, we are seeing we are optimistic about demand. There will not be a sharp uptick or anything, but there should be steady growth. I'd say early part of January has seen some challenge on the CV side with north and parts of east slowing down because of extreme climate conditions. But I think from Feb onwards, things should bounce back. I think with a good Rabi crop, rural demand also should get better. And the inflationary impact at some point, two-wheeler also, I feel, has relatively bottomed out. We know we can see the results of other two-wheeler players where really demand has come down over the last few years' time. So I don't see too much of drops. On the EV side, we are relatively strong, and we've established a very strong market share with presence in over 70% models. And with as two-wheeler EV picks up, we will be in a much better position to gain in the market as well. I think PCUV demand on the OEM side will be good in quarter four, with multiple models having a sharp, very high waiting list in that sense. And our acceptance in OEMs is consistently going up across all categories, particularly in UVR segment, commercial segment. These were a little bit weak for us, but I think things are getting much better as we see. Surprisingly, on the export side, there's a lot of concern on recession, but I think we also expect export to have bottomed out in quarter four, and things should see a little bit of steady growth in quarter four versus even quarter three. It's a little bit of a farming good demand season as well. Good season, so off-highway tire will also see slightly better growth. And the geopolitical issues, currency fluctuation, while they remain in few clusters, it has got better in certain areas. Brazil is holding up well. So I'm a little bit more optimistic in quarter four versus quarter one.
Understood, sir. The second question is on the pricing side. So was there any price increase in the current quarter or in the current month, in current Q4, or any price changes you have done in that?
Right. So there were some small price increases under 1% on average across the board. Trucks saw on the buyer side about 1.5% price increase. UV, there was an increase of about 1.5%. So overall, small price increases. But we expect this to now kind of stabilize with inflationary pressure also coming down.
Understood. But sir, on the commodity side, which you have said that you expect 2-3% further improvement in Q4, I'm assuming this will be largely led by lower commodity realizations which you are getting. But given that demand remains weak, do you think there will be a requirement especially to support demand by sort of some discounts or incentives?
No, I don't think so. I think we still have some catching up to do to reach double-digit margins. Unless there is some competitive action that happens, we may have to respond. But at this point, I don't see any decision or view on taking price drops or discounting at this point.
Understood, sir. Thanks a lot. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ajay Surya from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes. Good evening, Nivesh.
Yeah. So, congratulations on a good set of numbers. My question is regarding the debt level. So, currently we stand around 2300 to 2400 crores debt level on consolidated business. So, what would be the repayment schedule in coming 2-3 years?
Kumar, would you like to take that?
Okay. No, 2300 has a combination of both long-term and short-term. Okay. And from long-term point of view, in terms of repayment, would be to the tune of about 300 crores next year. Okay. But that does not mean it would translate to reduction drop in debt level, because we still have undrawn limits in the overall sanctioned capex. So we don't have any pressure in terms of no cash flow with respect to repayment of long-term debt. Okay, and we mostly look at our total debt, and in the event there is any obligation with respect to repayment of long-term debt in one of the long-term debt instruments, okay, we also have undrawn long-term debt which you would exercise.
Okay, my next question is regarding, like, the overall industry has gone through a significant capex in last 4-5 years. So, do we see any oversupply in the industries in coming years?
No, I don't think so. I think everyone who has taken capacity increases in their own respective segments. For us, we have overinvested in the passenger side, where we want to gain market share. Whereas on truck, we have been fairly conservative. We have also gone strong on OHT segment. On two-wheeler, we have hardly done any investment, where the market has seen negative growth. And as I've shared in my past calls as well, the market itself has seen a fair amount of contraction, particularly in the passenger side in the last 3-4 years. So if you look at the longer term, 1-3 years hence, we feel that the overall sector has to bounce back. And we are ready for that at least.
Okay, thank you. That's it from my side.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pooja Rathi from Yellow Jersey Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. My question is in line of capex only. So I just missed out that your capex is in which segment primarily?
May I request you to please use the handset? The audio is not very clear.
Hello, now it's clear.
Yes, yes. Better now.
Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is, the capex for SEAT, like, we had a talk on industry-wise, but for SEAT, which are the primary segments that you are looking?
Right. So for us, the primary segments from a capex perspective that is pending is some of the downstream equipment of passenger car in Chennai. And off-highway tires, we had announced in the last quarter about just about 400 crore. So these are the two capexes that would be a large. And then largely it is the latter half or the balance capex that is left of all the other categories. But largely these are the two categories that will come in the next year.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag Shah from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, Chirag.
Good evening, Chirag.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. I sorry, joined a little late. Just wanted to understand your comments on commodities, what happened in the quarter, and how are you looking at ahead from next quarter perspective also, and slightly from next year perspective also.
Kumar, would you like to take that?
Yeah, okay. Chirag, in the last quarter, our overall raw material cost came down by about 4%. Okay, and in the beginning of the call, we indicated that we expect in quarter four, raw material cost to go down in the range of 2 to 3% over quarter three. So that is the outlook that we have as far as quarter four is concerned. Okay, and beyond quarter four, it entirely depends on what happens to crude and other materials. So the immediate term outlook is this.
So this reduction we saw last quarter and in the Q4 is more driven by rubber or more driven by crude derivatives?
So it is a combination of both, both crude as well as natural rubber.
Okay. So second question was, historically we have seen that with a lag, industry tends to pass on the benefits. Okay, we always hope that we would be able to retain it. But so is there a change that you foresee this time that there is more sanity as compared to the past in the industry? Or and how do you look at your margins as well as profitability in general?
Right. So if you look at say the last 10-year cycle, there was a drop in raw material pricing that happened from 2000 and say 10-11 to 2015-16 or 17 or so. At that time, I think the industry was able to maintain prices and it caused margins to go up. I think it's difficult to give an answer what will happen going forward, but there's been a fair amount of capex that has been at least from CH side, and we will aim towards double digit margin in the long term.
Okay. And one housekeeping question, if I can ask, what was the volume growth for the quarter?
Volume growth was on a year-on-year basis, just a second, I think it was about year-on-year basis, overall was at about, just give me a second, was about low single digits.
Low single digits, so when you say low single, it would be sub 5%, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And last question is on the off-highway tires, if you can just share some updates in terms of ramp up, in terms of SKUs, and in terms of market, given the way the so-called macro headwinds are playing out.
Right. So no, we are still seeing good growth in the off-highway tire segment. I'd say that from a seasonality perspective, this is a weak season, but quarter four should be better. Replacement picked up well in terms of growth from quarter two to quarter three. Exports is seeing some amount of headwinds at this point of time. But we are quite optimistic about quarter four onwards. So we will see better growth in quarter four. US is doing well. The demand slowdown there is less than EU. And from Feb onwards, we clearly expect things to get better because we are continuously expanding our range. We have about close to 700 SKUs across the board, which covers more than 80% of the products that are needed. So we continue to remain optimistic on the off-highway tires. There has been some slowdown in the international business, but not the fear and the overall recessionary impact that you're hearing of in Europe. Agricultural segment gets much less affected.
Thank you. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Ashutosh Tiwari from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Firstly, on this working capital, Kumar, you mentioned that inventory has come down by roughly 290 crores in this quarter versus second quarter.
Yeah, true. It's right.
So was there a reduction in the payable as well, because debt has still increased marginally quarter on quarter?
Yeah, there was an equivalent amount of reduction in payables also. So therefore, at net working capital level, the working capital was very similar to as of end September, but the quality of working capital improved. Generally, when you reduce inventory, the impact on payable comes with a lag of, you know, 2 and 3 months. Okay. What you pay in quarter three is actually what you received in quarter two, largely. Okay. Similarly, any reduction initiative that we took in quarter three, the benefit of that in terms of payables will happen in quarter four.
Okay. Okay.
And, another thing, this approximately at a standalone basis, the debt moved up by about 50 crores. Okay. And against 218 crores of capex. So, balance 168 crores came from our own internal accruals only in term for funding our capex.
Yeah, and working capital, how should one look at in this quarter? Like, say, will it inch up in fourth quarter, or will it remain broadly stable?
See, quarter four generally tends to be we will have a higher level of activities. So in quarter three, normally the scale of operations is lower than the rest of the year. So you can afford to bring your inventory down. There will be a reduction in your overall receivables. In quarter four, we will have little more receivables. We will have to operate at a higher level of inventory because of higher demand in March and April. So we expect, you know, increase in working capital, particularly the current asset side in quarter four, and maybe there will be increase in current liabilities also. We will offset part of the increase in current assets. So we will overall operate at a higher level of working capital, excluding payables.
Okay, and next year we guided out 550 crores of project capex and then plus maintenance, and considering better margin, is it fair to assume that debt probably is now near the peak at current levels?
No, I think 550, there will be some routine capex and maintenance capex that we have. It depends on that. It is possible for that to maintain the debt should the margins remain at, you know, at a double digit level. So I think it depends on the margin. So it's better to wait, get into the next year, and then provide some kind of an outlook with respect to debt. But as of now, we are getting into an year where we would be spending less capex compared to the current year. So it should have a positive impact on debt. Whether it will translate to any drop in debt or marginal increase in debt would entirely depend on operating cash flow, where there's a strong linkage to margin. So looks may not be a very significantly higher number.
Okay. And can you share what is utilization level currently in PCR and TBR segments capacities?
In case of TBR, our utilization level in the quarter was about 80 to 85% level. PCR is also at a similar level.
Okay, and is there a possibility to debottleneck capacities a bit in PCR, TBR, or you probably are at full right now?
No, TBR currently our capacity utilization is less than 100% only because of the debottlenecking exercise that we carried out last year. So whereby, you know, the capacity of TBR at Halol factory went up from 110,000 tires to around 130,000 tires. So that is the main contributor. Okay, and so that work has already happened. In case of PCR, we have enough capacity between our Halol factory and Chennai factory. So there is no immediate plan to debottleneck PCR capacity, considering that we already have adequate capacities to meet the demand.
Okay. And this softness in exports, while you also mentioned that OTR still is doing well, off-the-road tires are still doing well. So is it like PCR was soft in recent times, like last quarter?
No, we are seeing a slowdown across the board if you look at quarter-on-quarter numbers, including off-highway tire. But we are overall optimistic that maybe this quarter may have bottomed out in terms of exports. That's what we wanted to say.
And how is the pricing environment in export markets? Is it stable or any price cuts or something?
It has been positive. Right now, with demand slowdown, maybe we don't see any increase in prices happening, but it's been similar to replacement market in terms of price shifts.
And lastly, I missed on this two-wheeler replacement. How is that doing right now in India?
Two-wheeler replacement is largely flattish at this time, or still seeing some slowness. Scooter is doing a little bit better, but motorcycle is quite slow at this point of time. So it's overall, that's the one market which has seen negative growth, actually, I would say, across, yeah.
Replacement as well.
Replacement, yeah.
Okay, okay. Okay, thanks. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mitul Shah from Reliance Securities. Also, participants, to ask a question, please enter star and one at this time. Mr. Shah, over.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for giving opportunity. Sir, first question on raw material basket, sir, if you can give these prices during the quarter, average prices, rubber and other items per kg.
Kumar?
Yes, Anand. Yeah, I'll respond. Overall, for us, at the consolidated level, raw material cost came down by about 4% in quarter 3 versus quarter 2. Okay. And this is after factoring in the adverse impact of currency. Okay. And so the net is about 4%. And outlook for the next quarter, quarter 4, is that anywhere between 2 and 3% kind of a drop we are expecting in quarter 4 versus quarter 3.
Yeah, that you highlighted earlier, sir. My question is on per kg basis, if you can give some absolute numbers, rubber and any other items, whatever you can share.
See, the natural rubber prices in the beginning of quarter 3 was in the range of, you know, 165 to 170 rupees per kg, okay, and in the local market, and international market was about, you know, 160 to 165 range. Okay, and towards the end of the quarter, that 165 became 140 to 145, and the international market from came down to 140 to 145. There also, it's more or less at that level. That range in which the beginning to end of the year, beginning to end of the quarter movement was. In case of you know, all other raw materials, synthetic rubber derivatives, the decline was very slow and happened, you know, every month percentage or two, and in terms of that reflecting in the final product prices, it took about, you know, at least 1 to 1.5 months kind of a lag was found. So there also, like for example, synthetic rubber prices moved down from say $2,000 level to $1,800, $1,850 in the international market. I'm saying starting to end, average would be a little lower. And similarly, fabric prices also at a similar level drop we saw from beginning to end of the year, end of the quarter.
Okay, sir. Second question to Anand, sir. So regarding replacement demand, even after more than now year or 1.5 year, base has been low. Still, why it's taking so much time this time for revival remained across the segments, it remained very slow. Is it related to anything to affordability or any change in replacement cycle, or with a better quality replacement is getting elongated?
Right. So I think largely it is inflation that has had maximum impact. Whether it is across the board, there is a fair amount of pressure on the Indian consumer at this point of time, led by rural demand, which we can see in two-wheeler, motorcycle demand impact that we've seen in OEM as well as, and therefore, I would say it also comes onto the replacement segment or is an indicator. I'd say that has been the biggest shift or impact in terms of demand.
Among the, all these segments, which segment do you think will revive first in replacement?
I think the least impacted segment has been the truck bus segment. It has already gone through some amount of slowdown in the last few years. Also, we are seeing in the last, say, 6 months, the chip shortage has gone away. So that has resulted in good OEM supplies also into the market. I'd say going forward, I'm optimistic about PCUV, particularly UV demand getting strong. And I would say the other would be two-wheeler over time should also pick up because base effect will be quite low at this point of time. I'd say for going forward, the base itself will result in higher growth.
So lastly, on export side, which geographies do you think would give growth going forward? Right now, though it's subdued for maybe for a quarter or so, will remain like this. And within export markets also, which segment do you think will be adding growth going forward?
Right. So for us, Brazil has stayed strong at this point of time and continues to look optimistic. The other two geographies where we have invested in are US and Europe. For us, these are going to be two continuously growing markets. I would say Europe may continue to stay slow for maybe another quarter, but things should get better after that because we have enough new tires and new ranges that we have launched for both these markets. So these are the three geographies that we are more optimistic about.
And within this segment-wise, any outlook?
This is largely passenger segment and truck radial segment, both. Truck is on a very low base, so we will see good growth. But passenger segment is the area where we've done larger investments in terms of coming out with a range, testing those tires, and then launching them in these respective markets.
Thanks and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sumit from ASK. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible, sir?
Yes. Good evening, Sumit.
Yeah, good evening. So just wanted to check one thing, which is more on exports. While we remain pretty positive on that area, is it for SEAT or that's for market as a whole? I mean, because we are increasing range, the base is small for us. So that is driving growth for us or it's market improvement that we are seeing?
I can tell you for us, I don't have enough input on specifically the market, but I would say for us, we are seeing some amount of seasonal impact. Mainly off-highway tire is a very important part of our demand. And we are seeing that by Feb-March, demand in they need to fill up their warehouses by quarter one. So they place orders by quarter four. So as a result of that and our various SKU increases that we've done, we are quite optimistic. So I'd say it's more for SEAT. I don't have a response on how others will get affected.
Sure. This was useful. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rishi Vora from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving the opportunity. First thing on this commodity basket. So if I assume that current commodity prices stay at this levels, do you expect any more benefit to come through in first quarter as well, or fourth quarter is where we get the complete benefit of current RM basket?
Yeah, Kumar.
See, the benefit of quarter four, which we indicated 2 and 3%, is largely it considers all of the commodity drop that we have witnessed till December. In fact, in the last 3-4 weeks time, we are seeing some increase in the prices of commodities. International natural rubber prices have moved up the range of $80 to $100. Okay, crude is also now operating at $85 to $90 kind of a range, more and towards $87, $88. So if the commodity prices stay where they are as of today, okay, then we don't see an incremental positive impact in quarter one over quarter four unless some changes happen in terms of derivative spread, okay, or some drop in any one of the commodities. Otherwise, we are not seeing that.
Understood. My second question was on replacement segment demand. My understanding was that after the first wave of COVID and even second wave, we had seen a very strong rebound in replacement segment demand, at least on the consumer, like on two-wheeler and PCR segment. So my sense is base would be pretty good, right? Like last 2-3 years, we would have seen some growth in the replacement segment for these two segments. Is my assessment correct or is there something I'm missing out?
Right. So I think the base effect would have only come in quarter one on quarter one growth of last year. From quarter two of FY22, things resumed to normal growth. So on a year-on-year basis, you will see decent growth.
or say even a YTD basis, but on a year-on-year basis for quarter three or say year-on-year quarter two may not be as much as what you will see, because if I recollect right, quarter one of FY22 was when the second wave and that overall demand impact happened.
Right. So net still, you know, over the last 3 years, the replacement segment demand would have grown by mid to high single digit in PCR and 2+ segment. Right?
Yes, yes.
And this year, like on CY basis, what would be kind of a replacement demand, like replacement segment growth for the industry?
For YTD?
Yeah, yeah, CY basis or yeah, YTD 9N.
It would be positive growth. I can get back to you, but Kumar, anything you'd like to share here? But somewhere between 5 and 10%. Volume growth.
Okay, across blended.
I don't have the data here, but right. I can get back to you on that.
Understood.
Yeah, and I'm just doing a rough estimate without the data in front of me, so
understood.
I can get back to you.
And what would be your what would be your estimate for the replacement segment demand growth going into next year? You expect it to be mid to high single digit kind of a growth, or given the, you know, price increases taken by all the players, you expect it to be little weaker?
So I think with the price increases happening, so at a value level, you will see some growth because that impact will come into next year as well to a certain extent. But at a volume level, I mean, I would just take an estimate of a GDP type number, your estimate, that's how the market grows. If you are able to gain market share, then certainly a little bit better than that.
Understood. And just last question on the quarterly performance. So for standalone, I see other expenses declining by 8%. So it's just that in this quarter, the spends towards advertisement is on the lower side and it should come back in the subsequent quarters.
Kumar, would you like to add anything?
Largely the drop in advertised marketing expenses, in quarter three, we maintained at quarter two levels. There's no major drop. Normally, our marketing cost goes up during a IPL period. Goes up a little bit. The largely drop in prices in quarter three, other costs was because of lower level of activities. Okay, so we mentioned that we have reduced our inventory. Okay, so we brought down our finished goods inventory, which means that our production was less than the sales. Okay, and our distribution cost was lower. Okay, and our operating expenses in factories are lower because they produce less. So it's largely relating to the level of activities. But marketing expenses at absolute level stayed at the previous quarter level.
Understood. Okay, that was helpful. Thank you so much for it.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Vishal from Swan. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question, sir. I missed the initial part of the discussion. Just wanted to know what was the capex for the company during the first 9 months, and what is the expectation for FY23?
Capex for the year, we are looking at about 750 crore capex, as we had said for the year. We've done nearly 3/4 of that, is what we've done. This is largely growth capex.
Okay, growth plus maintenance capex, what is the expectation for FY23?
About 900 crore, Kumar, right?
Yeah, it is 900. And growth plus maintenance capex in the first 9 months also, approximately about 680 crore, 75% of the 900 crore. So we are tracking in line with our full year projection.
Okay. And what is the expectation for the same growth and maintenance capex for FY24?
So growth capex would be about 500-550 crores next year. Maintenance would be about 150-200 crore kind of range.
Okay. And in FY24, the growth capex would be mainly towards TBR segment. As you said, the TBR debottlenecking scope is already being exhausted by you, and it is approximately around 80-85% utilization level. So are we, revisiting that idea of getting into TBR capex?
So the growth capex for next year will be the balance of PCR as well as the off-highway tire investment that we announced in last quarter.
of about 400 crores is what we announced. So some amount of that will come into next year.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
And then there'll be a few other largely balancing factors in other categories.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for taking my question and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir.
Namaskar.
Thank you for this opportunity, sir. Sir, just referring to this...
Your voice is not audible. Can I request you to speak up a bit?
Yeah. Now you can hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, this the Environment Ministry came with this draft notification for extended producer for waste tires, the regulation, and there was a notification in the month of January. So, what is the update on the same, sir? And how are players like Seat preparing to get this on ground? Any updates that you would like to share?
Right. So there was a notification that was issued in July, but largely, to comply with it, it requires a full ecosystem to be in place, the registered producers, recyclers, tire collection. So I think here that implementation is not fully complete. So here we are working with the ATMA body is working with the Central Pollution Control Board, MOEF, etc., to figure out the whole execution plan. But we will, of course, fully comply with the requirements. We want to be leading in terms of thought on sustainability. But I'd say that there are certain practical elements that are still to be ironed out, after which we will get some more clarity. We are already using recycled materials in part of our product recipe and all of that. So we still need to understand the net impact. And once we get some more clarity, we can share the same with you.
Okay. Sir, as you just mentioned that the ecosystem is not prepared for the same, since how to locate where the tire is and who is money. The way the notification was, as if the entire responsibility was put on the producer, means the company for whose tire it is, that the responsibility being borne by the company to get it recycled. So as of now, sir, the nitty-gritties are still to be worked out. That is what the latest on it, or are we continuing the process as per the notification?
No. Like, say, for example, there has to be a portal in place where there will be certain registered recyclers. Now, all of that is still work in progress, because even if you're recycling, are you doing it from the right person? Are they registered? Do they have the various licenses that are there? So that clarity, and that is still work in progress.
Right. But it is going to be the order of the day going ahead. That is what.
Yes, we feel so. Yes. Okay. There can be a delay in terms of timeline. There can be changes in rules in terms of the percentages that the responsibility will be for each tire for the industry every year. It, I believe, goes up every year on a certain basis. So those changes may happen based on the implementation speed and execution capability.
Correct, sir. And on the demand side, as you mentioned in the opening remarks, sir, as we have seen other players, the cord players also in the tire segment, they are also guiding for languishing of demand going ahead. So could you throw some more understanding that are you witnessing tapering of demand, especially from the replacement market, and the factors that are leading to the same, sir?
So I've already given a fair amount of insight into replacement demand. I think you could just have a look at the transcript later on.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the same, and all the
thank
best.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that would be our last question for today. I now hand the conference back to the management for their closing remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
No, thank you, everyone, for your continued interest in SEAT and coming in a little late in the evening for the call. Look forward to catching up next quarter once again. All the best to you, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Equirus Securities, that concludes today's call. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.